Howdy, friends. Welcome to another installment of Tardsy's True Ass Audio Tales. I'm Tardsy. This one's called The Colonel's Revenge. Back in the day, I lived in Southern California in an apartment with my girlfriend Kathy and my buddy Earl. Earl's his real name, by the way, but nobody calls him that, which in itself should stand as a testament to our affection for him. Kathy and I got back to the apartment late one evening. We knew that Earl had been out with some of the guys from my fraternity, so we figured he would most likely be passed out by now, either here at home or on someone's floor. Or, if he was really lucky, in the bed of some young lady with exceedingly poor judgment. On opening the front door, we were immediately awash in warm, whiffy, organic odors, moist, pervasive, and unmistakable. It was the smell of a very sick person. And then we heard, the sound only slightly muffled by the bathroom door, the thunderous sound of Earl hurling. Now, as I knew Earl had most likely spent his evening drinking, and moreover, as I had my own bathroom, Kathy technically shared the bathroom that Earl was in the process of destroying, I was able to see the humor in Earl's plight. Kathy and I joked about it once we'd tiptoed past the bathroom and into my room, where we could still hear Earl's labored heaving. I have to admit, I still thought it was funny when, in the middle of the night, I awoke to the only slightly softer barking of Earl's treacherous stomach. It stopped being funny the next morning when I walked out into the living room to find Earl wrapped in a blanket, dry heaving over his waste paper basket. His skin was clammy and he shook. "I think I need to go to the hospital," he said. "Damn, dude," I said. "What did you have to drink last night?" "Not much," he said. "Huh," I said. But when we got him to the hospital, it turns out Earl was telling the truth. He'd actually picked up a nasty case of food poisoning at dinner the previous evening before going out with the guys. And that's just one of the many reasons I don't eat at KFC.